A muscle tightened at Colton's jaw, but he rose. "I'll be back." He made it sound like a threat, but before she could respond, he stomped from the room. Chapter 3. The following morning, Amy slipped quietly down the hall and stopped in front of Rose's room. She tried the brass knob, but the door held firm. Having gotten little sleep, she stifled a yawn and tried to decide her next move. Stolen money from Gunny Sack's last holdup had been deposited into Rose's account. Was Rose in cahoots with the bandit or merely an innocent bystander? How Rose fit into the grand scheme of things might never be known, and that sure did put a damper on Amy's investigation. The worst thing that could happen to a detective was for a suspect or witness to turn up dead. Despite Amy's attempts to examine the crime scene the night before without arousing suspicion, she'd made little headway. The woman named Coral grew suspicious, and after chasing everyone out of Rose's room, stood guard waiting for the marshal. The name of the guest seen in the hallway was Mr. Pepper, and his only interest had been making his escape. He was more interested in preserving his reputation than in helping solve a crime. By the time Colton returned to the parlor house with the marshal and doctor in tow, Amy had still not uncovered any useful information. Marshal Flood immediately took over, forcing her to play the part of one of Miss Lillian's good-time girls. She answered the marshal's questions and looked appropriately saddened by Rose's demise. Ignoring Mr. Colton's icy glares was the hard part. The man had his nerve, blaming her for Rose's death. In due order, the body was removed from the premises, and the marshal, doctor, and Colton departed. Since no one could sleep, Miss Lillian ordered one of her girls to make pots of hot tea. While the women sat forlornly in the parlor, Amy managed to sneak in a few questions, but the answers were worthless at best. No one heard anything, saw anything, suspected anything. The person who interested her most was Colton. Was he a bounty hunter? The Gunny Sack Bandit was wanted dead or alive. With a $10,000 bounty, every criminal chaser in the county was on his trail. Still, Colton didn't seem to fit the part. The bounty hunters she'd had occasion to meet were rough and tough and often uncouth. Always in transit, they seldom worried about hygiene or appearances.